creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
Polis Luizu. Hiya, Polis, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
You see, I've just got your name right and straight away it's gone past my head. So anyway, let's talk Gaslight. Yes. First of all, what's the play about?
Well, without wanting to give too much away, because of course these days the title itself is basically a spoiler. It's about a woman in the late 19th century London who is experiencing strange things in her house, and she's starting to think that she's losing her mind. But then when her husband leaves for the night, because he goes out enjoying himself, a mysterious stranger comes to tell her that her husband isn't who he says he is. Mm. And the intrigue begins.
Brilliant. Now, then, for a lot of people, they can probably remember the 1940 and the 1944 film of Gaslight. I think Ingrid Bergman was
yes.
See, the 1940 one.
I keep forgetting which one was which.
One yeah. She was in there anyway.
She was in a good one.
Yeah. So people who may have seen that film and want to come along and see Gaslight in the theatre, how different is the theatre production to the film?
It's, they do, I haven't seen the films in a while, but they, I think they both veered off, or that they changed things about the story itself. Not too far, so it is, you are still getting a similar story. But the appeal of the theatre production is that the play itself feels almost real time. I think it is pretty much runs almost real time. And it's in this one location and it's quite claustrophobic and it feels like the suspense is just ramping up. So it's really quite special to see it live, I think, and to see these great actors going through this very psychologically complex and thrilling piece of theatre, like right before your eyes. It's a very different experience.
Now, as director, with the films, I mean, do you watch the films to sort of get the vision and then maybe add your version that you've got in your head of Gaslight? How does it work?
I didn't want to do that because I have seen the films and I even saw a theatrical production. I saw Rosamund Pike in this at the Old Vic. Years ago, before the term gaslighting was even in common usage. And I was trying very hard not to have any other adaptations in my head. Patrick Hamilton, who wrote the script, he's very good at sort of giving directions. And even the actors are saying, wow, he's quite good at stage directions. he sort of gets it. And so it's quite clear it comes alive anyway in the script. But I had this vision and I, after speaking with my designer, Alex Hopkirk-Spratt, we had this idea and this vision of making it quite awkward angles and like just feel a bit oppressive and wrong to put the audience on edge. And so we had this idea and we didn't really want to look at anything else that might sway us from the vision we had.
And I suppose as a director, you want to stamp your vision of the story as well, instead of not exactly copying, but maybe borrowing ideas from the original. So.
Yeah, because even if you're seeing just a script with the dialogue, you can interpret it in different ways. And I think different people will do it in different ways. You can give literally the same story to five different people and you'll get five different versions of it, which is the beauty of it. So I didn't really want to interfere with that.
Good. Now, there are five characters yes. in the play. Talk us through the characters. Who are they?
So there's Bella Manningham, who is the protagonist, who's the lady who thinks she is losing her grip on reality. And she's a wonderful part. She is somebody who is struggling quite a lot. She doesn't know whether she is insane or is actually sane, and there's something else going on. And then you have her husband Jack, who is charismatic and handsome and well-dressed and groomed and all that, and he is losing his patience with her. But he is in many ways a Victorian husband and not the most comforting of people to have around if you think you're having a breakdown. And then there's Inspector Ruff, who is this, you know, wild person who just comes into the house and makes these accusations. So he's a little bit of a force of nature who just appears in their lives. And then we have Elizabeth, the housekeeper, who is very good at her job, and she's very, dedicated to her mistress, to the point where we feel she knows that there is something going on and she needs to intervene. So Elizabeth seems to be quite smart, quite a smart cookie. And then we have the young maid Nancy, who was very memorably and brilliantly played by Angela Lansbury in the Ingrid Bergman adaptation. And she's a bit of a saucy, saucy young figure.
Because Mr. Manning's a bit flirty with her, isn't he?
Yeah. Mm. Well, there's a whole, it's quite interesting what it says about feminism and different kinds of people in a patriarchal society. And Nancy is definitely, even though she's young, she's sort of helping the patriarchy in keeping a woman oppressed. So she's a little bit of a dubious one. So it's a really fun role, I think, for Holly, who's playing her.
Mm. Now then, as I said, we're sat on the set, which yes. isn't easy to say.
No.
Not with these teeth, anyway. it's sort of, how far through the set is this that we see at the moment, which works absolutely wonderful on radio.
I'll have to describe it. What we have is just a few flats with holes where doors will go. Furniture put in as stand-ins. This was just done today. I was here this morning with the designer and with Guy, who's a brilliant man who helps out with a lot of the sets and is a great actor and director himself. And we were just erecting these today. So there's still a back wall to go in. We have fake beginnings of a staircase. It's all quite exciting to see, because up until now it was just, you know, bits of stage masked off. And we thankfully got to use the main stage for rehearsals quite early on. Mm. Being the first production in the season, we got more time on than usual.
Now, when it's all done, I mean, set in, is it 1888?
Around there. We're kind of being a little bit looser with it. Maybe it's towards more the end of the Victorian era.
Right.
We're not allowed to change the era.
Yeah.
It has to be late Victorian.
So what's the set going to be like when people start coming in on the 22nd? I imagine it's going to be quite opulent.
It will, but maybe not as opulent as other productions, or maybe as Patrick Hamilton will describe in the script. Largely because of space. We don't have as big a space.
You can't fit a whole staircase on this stage.
Well, he says the staircase is unseen, so we kind of went a bit off there. It was a question of not having it so crowded that the cast can't move. And what we were going for with this design was to feel a bit more oppressive. You will see a Victorian parlour, and it will look as run down as described in the script, because it is supposed to suggest a few years of decay. So it's not quite the lovely upper class environment you might be expecting. We're really going for mood. We're really leaning into that. So it's going to be quite dimly lit, because it is supposedly lit by gas lamps around the fireplace and one on the wall.
And part of that story is sort of dimming of gaslight as well. More than that, I'm not going to say because I know the story, which is brilliant. But also creating the atmosphere is going to be, and this is something that the Lace Market Theatre do excellently, the costumes as well. What are the costumes like?
We have got, so obviously it is late Victorian, we cannot move from that. But nor would I want to, because they do, even the costumes just provide a level of atmosphere. And it's really, we've been very lucky to get things that I wanted the cast to be dressed in my head. We have been able to match that, so I'm very excited. You will see some very elegant, beautiful, dark fashion on the stage,
and the wonderful suits for the males as well.
Well, and also the kind of restrictive clothing for the women. Because this is the second production of Gaslight that Lace Market has done in the 21st century. And in the first one, I was told the director had everybody wear, all the women wear corsets just to give them that restricted movement. I didn't want to do that to people now. But, you know, if when you get in the costumes, though, it's very clear how they hold you.
So
it does provide a level of atmosphere just on its own.
Brilliant. Now then, one other thing is the music. Music always sets the right atmosphere. It enhances the plays and everything. Have you got music in there?
I'm still toying with this because I'm leaning towards having sound and music made of sound rather than as opposed to musical instruments. Again, I'm going for unsettling, but also giving an atmosphere of Victorian London. So, yeah, that one is going to also lean into mood. So, without saying too much.
It's a case of come down and see.
It won't... I'm hoping this production is quite surprising in ways that is... comforting in the sense that you're getting the Victorian thriller you want to see, but in other ways, just something that puts you on edge.
Nice and unsettling. That's what we like in thrillers, especially those sort of, I don't want to use the word gothic, but that sort of...
It's got a gothic tone. Mm. It's not a... there is even suggestions of supernatural in it. There is... so it's something I, as a person with quite a dark heart, I really took to that. And I want to play with that.
Brilliant. It's on Monday the 22nd of September all the way through to Saturday the 27th of September. It's at the Lace Market Theatre. Collis, where can they get tickets from?
Well, you can get them from the Lace Market Theatre website, which is lacemarkettheatre.co.uk, or you can phone the box office, and I do not know the number off the top of my head. I should really look this up. I could not remember.
It'll be on the website.
It will be on the website, on the Facebook, yes. And you can, or just, you know, pick up a brochure at the theatre itself, or just come along to the theatre and book it here in person.
Lovely stuff. And as I always say, book it online. You can pick your seats, you can pick the date and everything, and you know you've got a ticket, because... they sell out pretty quickly once they start.
They do. I think the Saturday matinee, because there is one on the Saturday the 27th, they tend to go the quickest. So that one's already shifting.
So get in there early.
Definitely.
Collis, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And we'll see you down there on the 22nd.
Yes, thank you, Kev.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.